Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Tyler Kirkhart offers to help a woman putting air in her tires at a Kansas gas station. He helps, all right. He helps himself to the woman's truck. He hops in and drives off with the woman's two toddlers still inside.
I mean, Nancy, can you imagine? A witness at the Quick Trip says the theft took seconds. Kirkhart showed the woman how to remove the caps, and as she attached the pump to the tire, he got in and locked the doors so that she could not get to her children. She held on to the car as Kirkhart began to drive, screaming for help.
Kansas police find the stolen truck abandoned, both children still inside, unharmed. Kirkhart found and booked on kidnap, child endangerment, and grand theft auto. Emery Galagos and Savannah Davis get in an argument with William Vincile over a parking spot in their New Mexico apartment complex. Galagos pulls a gun and shoots through Vincile's back window, reportedly only to scare him, but Vincile is killed.
Albuquerque police are called to the scene when a witness finds Vincile slumped in the driver's seat. Investigators use surveillance video to piece the incident together and take Galagos and Davis into custody.
The two teens now charged with murder and tampering with evidence. Brevin Heron uses a gun to threaten employees at six Colorado stores, stealing merchandise, demanding the clerks empty cash registers. Last comes a carjacking. He uses a gun to make a driver get out of a vehicle, then takes off.
Heron's retail targets include dollar stores, GameStops, Walgreens, and a smoke shop. The robberies occur over a span of about 2 weeks. Surveillance video tying the teenager to each and every crime.
That's Heron and charge him with seven counts, armed robbery, and more. Christopher Freitas and Antoine Bradley get in a fight in Vegas, ending with Freitas pulling a knife. Bradley dies from the stab wound.
Bradley fled to a nearby convenience store after the attack and got an employee to call 911. Bradley was taken to the hospital, but as you mentioned, did not survive his injuries. Investigators then worked to identify the attacker.
Freight is charged with murder. More crime and justice news after this. Now, with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The man suspected of opening fire at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs is being held on murder and hate crime charges after the attack that killed five people and left 17 others with gunshot wounds. Here's Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Online court records show that 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich faces five murder charges and five charges of committing a bias-motivated crime causing bodily injury in Saturday night's attack at Club Q. He remained hospitalized with unspecified injuries. The charges are preliminary, and prosecutors have not filed them in court. The hate crime charges would require proving that the gunman was motivated by bias, such as against the victim's actual or perceived sexual orientation or gender identity.
The attack was halted when a patron grabbed a handgun from Aldrich, hit him with it, and pinned him down until police arrived minutes later. Memphis police say a fourth person wanted in the slaying of rapper Young Dolph turned himself in. Jamarcus Johnson was wanted on a charge of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Police did not provide any details about Johnson or his alleged role in the case. Three others were arrested previously, including Hernandez Govan, who appeared briefly in Shelby County Criminal Court and pleaded not guilty to charges including first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Govan's next hearing is set for December 16th. Young Dolph, whose real name is Adolph Thornton Jr., was gunned down in South Memphis on November 17th, 2021. A New Jersey woman convicted of murder in the death of her 17-month-old has been sentenced to life in prison without possibility of parole. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Judge Gwendolyn Blue also sentenced 45-year-old Heather Reynolds last week to concurrent terms on child endangerment and drug counts. Reynolds was convicted of the crimes in July, but acquitted of conspiracy in an alleged murder-for-hire plot to kill a former boyfriend. Prosecutors alleged that Reynolds suffocated her son, Axel, by holding a cleansing wipe over his nose and mouth in May 2018.
Prosecutors also contend Reynolds was driven by a drug addiction and desire to maintain an extramarital affair and killed her son to get him out of the way. The retired bishop of Albany, New York, who has admitted to covering up for predator priests and has himself been accused of sexual abuse, has asked Pope Francis to remove him from the priesthood. 84-year-old Emeritus Bishop Howard Hubbard has acknowledged covering up allegations of sexual abuse against children by priests in part to avoid scandal and protect the reputation of the diocese. He did so in a deposition for one of dozens of claims by hundreds of people who have sued the Albany Diocese over sexual abuse they say they endured as children, sometimes decades ago. Hubbard has strongly denied accusations that he himself abused minors.
Arizona cops stop Mason Stapley for erratic driving and discover an owl in his passenger seat plus a bag of meth. Of course, Stapley tells cops he paid $100 for the wild owl from someone who found it on the road. But that doesn't mean he gets to keep it. The owl was too injured to be released back into the wild and is getting treatment from a biologist. Stapley now charged with DUI, possession of meth, and possession of wildlife. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.